Lively Stones Meditations, Thursday, 16th September 2021. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Tuesday Gatherings, 14th September. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Psalm 122, verse 1. There was a leading from the Spirit in this week's gathering to come into the house of the Lord. And Psalm 122, verse 1 says that. But also our opening praise, "We have come into this house." Indeed, this was very much a praising meeting, as you'll see from our song list. Here are our notes of what was shared. They're expanded slightly, and the scripture quotes are in bold type and in italics. We pray that we've caught the spirit of the gathering. We're called to see Christ in a people. It's a corporate work that God is doing. Compassion to neighbours, to all. "And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one." John 17:22. It starts in the house. We have come into this house. Love your brother, sister, as yourself, because he, she is you in the Lord's eyes. We're all a work in progress. Pick up your bed and walk. Actually, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. In Mark chapter 2, verse 11. A word about our walk with him and our healing, our salvation. And note, it is go to your house. Power to heal, but he requires that we reach out to him. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. He said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Matthew 12, 10a and 13b. In Acts, the disciples acted in compassion. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts 3:6. His healing is a spiritual work. If you're going to come into his house, then come with a full heart, a heart to take part. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, "You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet." And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this, saying, namely, "You shall love your neighbour as yourself." Love does no harm to a neighbour. Therefore, love is the fulfilment of the law. Romans 13, verses 8 to 10. There is an urgency in this hour, but without anxiety. An urgency to press on. Are we really serious? Jesus' flesh was tried at all points. We must proclaim and declare. There is much unseen, and what is unseen in the spirit realms profoundly affect the natural. Every day is a battlefield, but approach things in the spirit, putting on the armour of God, and it is a whole different story. We read a Seeds of the Kingdom devotional by Peter Horobin, entitled "Living Water and Crack-Free Cisterns," taken a message from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." The people were finding their own supply. We are called to be perfect vessels, without cracks or flaws. The full cistern of heaven will replace the empty one of the world. There's an audio available of this below. The future of worship would seem to be with small, maybe interconnected body groups and prayer fellowships rather than the larger denominational churches of the past. There was a vision of a cell or molecule multiplying at an increasing rate but holding together to form a whole. We are all who believe in him strangers in a strange land. Then the Lord God said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a strange land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward they shall come out with great possessions." Genesis 15, verses 13 to 14. We heard word for today. Spiritual growth is a group project, which quoted the message from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 18 to 20. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, is it not? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. An audio is available below for this devotional also. God puts the lonely into families. Psalm 68 verse 6 says, "God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land." Hallelujah. Our songs today were, "We Have Come Into This House," "King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Glory Hallelujah," "King of Kings, Majesty, Majesty, In His Time, Hallelujah, Praise the Lord, Let Holiness Rise Up in Power, By the Anointing, Jesus Breaks the Yoke, Be Still and Know That I Am God, Emmanuel, It Is Well With My Soul, Blessed Assurance." And there were a few others during the coffee and cake afterwards. A Holy Condition, Oswald Chambers on Joy and Peace. Joy, strength in the Lord. When a man or woman realizes that God does work in them through Jesus Christ, they become almost lunatic with joy in the eyes of the world. It is this truth we are trying to state, the realization of the wonderful salvation of God. From If Thou Wilt Be Perfect.